plastic.
Solidarity Realty Studio in downtown Madison, part of the Civic Media Network. Welcome to another Friday night edition of Outside the Pizza Box. And you might be listening to 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. That's Mad Radio. Or you could be live streaming a number of ways. Civic Media app, Google, Apple, what, cloud, everything. It's out there, man. We're out there. All over the place. And speaking of all over the place, so is this red death wave against democracy in America. It just gets worse by the hour. I'm like, are you kidding me? By the way, the studio line is 844-967-2789. I am Pizza Box Mike. That is nice guy Nate. Feel free to participate.
I'll participate a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, we could start doing some rapping here.
How are you doing tonight?
No, but seriously, I mean, look at, first off, you got these clowns in on this Supreme Court, this white supremacy court with a couple of, you know, sellouts on there. You know, now while we're disclosing all this, you know, stuff that billionaires that we've been ruling for, in favor for, and there's no ethics, nothing to stop these guys, right? They're unstoppable. They're the Supreme Court. No wonder they started legislating against us, showing up, protesting in D.C., threatening us and stuff. Even Democrats are afraid of guys like me. Really? Peace-loving people that are just hoping that we can finally reach that, what? That American dream that everybody talks about. The Statue of Liberty. Welcoming all people from all over the world that want to be free and want to be part of this society where we're all one race, human. And it's never been there yet. And these guys just keep trying to deny history and bury it and bury it. And we've got the Chief Justice here, the Chief Neo-Nazi Justice, Frau Ziegler. She is the Chief Justice now, isn't she? I believe so. Yes.
She is.
Well, she didn't mind when they stripped the best one the state has ever had. And the Honorable Chief Justice Shirley Abramson, who, you know, despite all these people that think, you know, judges can't talk to people on the side, you know, they're human and I'm human. And she was one of those that I could talk to as she left the Capitol doing her job to try and protect democracy and the Wisconsin Constitution. Oh, am I too woke for some of you guys out there? See, it's not woke. It's awake. And I've been awake for a long, long time. Okay? I'm not one of these guys that just eats a lot of cheese and bratwurst and downs his keg of beer every month. That helps you guys not understand what's going on. I swear to God, that's got to be part of it. I look at all... But did you ever think there were this many foolish people in the world to praise these people that are openly corrupt? And now these guys that are in trouble, they're making threats. I mean, this is, and the reason why I call it a red death wave is because it's all over the country. The newspapers, the people that are, you know, going after the newspapers for printing facts. And not even putting us, they're not even slanting the story. They're just telling what's up, the truth. You people better start going back in history and learn history the first time, because you obviously didn't learn it the first time. And of course, this group of people that just can't admit that human activity is causing climate change, or that climate change even exists. to think that on the Republicans' stage, the biggest clown of all on the debates is the one that wins every time now. That's how you win a debate on the Republicans. Oh, Nikki Haley, yes, I know. You should talk about people taking competency tests and saying that the people that are over 80 in D.C. are the most, like, privileged nursing home. I mean, if that doesn't sound like, you know, discriminatory, because it's not really a question of whether you're over 80 or not. It's a question of whether you're still functioning and you're part of the U.S. Congress or Senate. And there are a number of them up there that are not functional at this point, right? Saw Mitch McConnell. For the life of me, I don't understand why the guy doesn't just want to go home at this point. Why do you want to die while you're still obstructing the will of the people? That's the way you want to die? I mean, you're already like one of the least favorite guys. I don't know how you guys keep getting elected. I mean, I do, but it just doesn't really make sense. Again, the number here is 844-967-2789. Feel free to call in. Disagree with me, I dare you. But the whole week, this, you know, I'm going after the red wave on social media, the red death wave. Yeah, guys, you know, following civic media on Facebook, mouthing off and stuff. Today I had a guy actually say, hey man, I remember a guy in UW-Whitewater, 98-pound Weakland. He's talking to me because he remembered me from wrestling. Well, dude, I didn't remember you. And you're the one that still remembers me after all this time, huh? George, you like to call in here. I know. I've heard you call other shows, and that's where we get into this stuff on there. Where I get attacked because, oh, Tony Evers is an idiot and all this other stuff. No, he's not an idiot. He's totally wrong on telling us to mind our own goddamn business about what's going on in his office. And yeah, you know, I mean, no. I don't think that people that are working as subordinates and superiors, and as you know, especially when it comes to like politics, right? You want to try that in your own private business, see how it works out. You know, feel free to do it, but not in public, because taxpayers are paying for that, right? And you can see where that. And he sounded really defensive to me, you know, and I'm like, well, you know, he's, what am I going to say? We should have Scott Walker instead of him. Hell to the no. Okay. But can't we do better? All of us. But it's on now. You know, Annette Ziegler, Frau Ziegler, who's, you know, the Chief Justice, who's wearing fascism for her robe. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll call them fascists, neo-Nazis. Look it up. Look it up, man. They come after the teachers. They come after the workers. They don't protect the children. But this nonsense about, oh, we got to impeach, you know, Robin Voss. Yeah, we should look into impeaching a justice that was just elected overwhelmingly by the people. Has not heard a single case yet, but you guys are ready to stop the redistricting. She should recuse herself because she said it was rigged and there was money coming in because she said that. And, oh, there's money coming in every time you guys do your pro-life, you know what, right? Yeah, you don't have a problem saying, I don't think a woman has the right to choose whether she wants to, whatever her reason is, yeah? And money doesn't pour in for that, you clowns? So I tell you what, it's on. You know, the new science for all you guys are going to be real simple. You know, Gestapo Voss, neo-fascism, Nazi, LeMahieu, that runs in the family, right? Little nepotism. Follow my dad. Watched him crush the state, crush the people. They don't want fair districting maps. They know that that'll just like 50-50 the state, maybe even more than that, because I think there's a lot of people now that don't like the way these guys can't accept election results and the way they attack the victims. Oh, poor Donald the martyr, for all you people that he's protecting you all from us. Your neighbors that don't have guns, that plant flowers and feed animals, watch your kids in the street, make sure that, you know, they're safe and nobody's coming around the corner too fast. You don't want a guy like that around, the libtard guy, right? You guys are lame and you got no game. So if you want to try me on Facebook or anything else, it's like, you know, I'm 62, man. It's not like I'm trying to win a beauty contest or even a popularity contest. But I do have a one-hour radio show. And what do you got? You got a chance to call me. But it is Labor Day weekend, okay? You know, and I got all these, it's kind of cool, man. I got all these pizza box signs when we were fighting to defend democracy back here all the way back in 2011. Warned people what was coming. It was like a Labor Day weekend. Yeah, you know, Tammy Baldwin and Joe Biden were in town. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not like, you know, rushing out to go see those guys. But back in the day, you know, I always got everybody's signature. And a picture with Tammy Baldwin and signing my, you know, Labor Day, supporting workers. We could do worse, right, than her? We can do better now, guys. We got to move forward. We can't, you know, we can't keep pouring money into the military. We didn't need those war jets in Madison. If there's a war like that going down, we're all going to look like Ukraine and Russia pretty soon. That ain't good. War is not the answer. But, you know, I'll always be there, man. I'll always be around. Every Friday, anyway. It's been a tough... My dad died, eight years ago today? And in between, lose two brothers and my mom. And now I'm talking to them all. But I don't have any kind of communication with three siblings that are left. Be ready, man. That's the way the world is. I know a lot of people have lost a lot more than me. We'll be back right after this break. Back on me, unless you're a Republican that I just humiliated in the middle of the rotunda starting next week. And turn tail and hide. It's time to light them up, man. And it's not wrong to do it. It's wrong to not do it. I'm fired up because I'm getting really tired of this fascist movement in the United States. It's the entire party. And then they'd use like all these like former Republicans. Yeah, Charlie Sykes? Oh, yeah, the guy that gave us Scott Walker. Can you still admit you did that wrong? They don't go there. These guys are all clowns, man. And let's go to Frank in Hammond, Indiana. Thanks for calling, Frank.
No, I'm Frank.
Yeah, I said thanks for calling, Frank.
Okay, am I on?
Yeah, you are.
Okay, I would just think with all this crap that Trump is feeding us, and a lot of people are still believing, he acts like he's the Antichrist.
He just, you know, might be, Frank. Maybe he is. I'm okay with that, because I'm not with him.
You know what I mean? I mean, he takes everything in and he dishes it on. Everybody, until they drink the Kool-Aid, I think I'm right, you know.
You may be right. Orange Kool-Aid. Orange Kool-Aid. No, I'm down with it, man. There's like a... Listen, Frank, I don't need to...
Down there, and they all drink it, believe in somebody. They had the Kordash is one of them. Now we have Trump.
Yeah, it's just... I mean, these guys are like...
Okay. Just, yeah. Thanks. That's all I needed to say.
Hey, man, bye. I appreciate hearing it. Thanks. They're like leeches, okay? And you watch these guys, and they look at each other, and they're like, what are we supposed to say? What are we supposed to say? I mean, Trump's, you know, got us by 40 points. What can we say that'll make us look like we could be the vice president? So Vivek the clown. Well, that guy's pretty smart, Trump says. I like that guy. I still think he played a better part in the movie Venom. Just some, every time I see him, I just want to go, where's Venom? Oh, my God. But that's, you know, that's how he won points. He won points. He's going places, folks. It's starting to get, it's getting to the point in Wisconsin where, you know, they have a hearing to try and go after this Megan Wolf because they got their asses kicked in a statewide election that they can't gerrymander, so they got to blame it on somebody, right? And they didn't like the way either. And of course, there was nothing illegal. If I'm not mistaken, it was during COVID, and even Robin Voss said it was safe to go out and vote. But yeah, you know, because of this, we can do mail-in. And you know what? Republicans mailed in too, dudes. yeah. So anyway, the redistricting, that's what this is all leading to. And they don't want it to come to the Supreme Court and have a 4-3 panel that isn't right-wing, douchebag, paid-for, clown. So they have these hearings, and Gableman's there? The guy that wasted how many million of tax dollars that Voss fed him the whole time, but says, you know, kept his distance from it, right? See how Voss does things? He didn't really, he's not clean. No, he's a filthy bastard. I mean, anybody that's been married 4 times and cheats on the one before he marries the next one or before he divorces the next one. And people are worried about this relationship that is a bad choice within Evers administration, whatever, in the office. It is. It always is. Everybody knows that. But hey, man, these are Trumpian times. So who cares, right? Just keep sliding right to the right with them. No excuse. But the things the Republicans do when they're in office, I got news for you. Robin was bragging about doing Michelle in the Capitol during the protests in the night when everybody was there. No, you don't believe me? Go talk to Robin. Go after him. You came after us. Now we're going to come after you with the truth. Pizza box truth. The worst thing. And I've been gone for, you know, I haven't been there in a presence where they just can't stand to walk in the building. And that's what they should feel from us all right now. They should feel that way. Not because I'm there and everybody thinks I'm crazy. It's because they know I'm crazy and nobody wants to deal with me. No, it's because I'm telling the truth and I'm using my rights as their boss. They're not my boss. They're not my boss. They don't pay me a dime. So when these clowns go after workers and workers' compensation and Medicare and everything else, just remember that they all got the best package possible for working a few weeks out of the year. This year's been a little bit more busy, right? Damn, we got a Democratic governor that's, you know, stopping us. We didn't get enough of the state. We gerrymandered it to the point, and we still can't do it. If this gets straightened out like they think it's going to, you guys won't be talking about impeachment. You'll be talking about, oh, man, I got to raise money and save my ass in a recall election. No. You don't say. As Tom from L.A. would say, we the people. That's how you use your power. You use the law. Not many states have it set up the way Wisconsin does. But then again, not many states are rigged as bad as Wisconsin is and as segregated and as drunk and ignorant and talk about voting against your own best interest because you're just not well informed. It's not like I go after people that are less fortunate than me. But I don't know how to shake it up unless I slap you around a little bit with a little bit of reality, and we'll be back for the second half of the show. But dangerous, yeah. It's dangerous. It's Sunday. I think the humidity is not going to be as high as the last round, though, if I'm not mistaken, because I haven't seen any like 113 with the heat index. But I'll tell you what, it's going to be hot next week, too, and probably a week after that for a little bit. And what better way to stay cool than if you got time to go to the Capitol and heat things up inside there a little bit? Eh? Sometimes I like to put my headset on and listen to music. Jam around. You know, I notice a lot of people enjoy it. And then there's some people that don't. Some of them are like fake electors. So I just don't get it that Megan Wolf is the problem when you get the fake elections commissioner, Bob Spindell, okay, as one of the fake electors. Now, Attorney General Call, you've been asleep pretty much the whole time you've been in office. And I'm tired of, you know, watching people get away with injustice in this state, like police departments that, there's going to be some stuff coming out soon enough down the road involving law enforcement and the lack of any kind of investigative process at all by Attorney General Call, just sitting on his hands. And that includes these fake electors. Because the stuff that I was just doing what I was told. Yeah, same thing Hitler said. I swear to God, if Hitler was here, Republicans would vote for him. All of them. How can I say that? Because I'm watching these guys in a debate talking about this clown that's been indicted 4 times. By the way, Republicans, all you guys that think he's just being attacked by the Democratic, weaponized machine. The testimony's coming from people that Trump appointed, that are in the party, that were aides for everybody, that don't want to go down with these fascist bastards, that probably were like, oh my God, I can't believe this is even happening. Some of them. I mean, you took the job, right? No. You know, these hot dogs that got it all started with their, thinking they're pretty cool, using the Green Bay sweep as a way to overturn an election. No, I was around when the Green Bay sweep won championships, okay? So what we need to do, people, and this is the reason why these guys don't want to redistrict is because they know, not because of me, but because of people like me, that as soon as there's fair maps, you don't got to worry about any kind of impeachments, man. You're going to have to defend your ass from a recall in a fair district. How do you think that's going to work out? You know, I'd love to see Robin Voss get redistricted, right? And then recall his ass and watch him go down. Now, that's how you get justice in Wisconsin. And I've been waiting for Take Back Wisconsin for a long time, 2012. Think we got these guys. They're criminals. They're, they commit crimes and then they pass laws, 6 months, a year later, and then try to retrofit it to the crime that they committed, saying, it's too late to do anything about it now. Scott Walker's no match for pizza boxes. Okay. He's just not. 844-967-2789. Tell me I'm wrong. That's the problem in Wisconsin. They're afraid. They know. They know that we actually get more votes when we do a statewide, and that overall for the state elections, we ended up with more votes than them, and they had, like, you know, 30-some, 40% more seats than us. We're just lucky they didn't get those last two seats, people. I think that's all it was, one or two seats away from veto-proof, total annihilation of the state. No, we're not going to protect the land at all. We haven't been. We're going to open it up even more. I just saw that the EPA, because of these criminal judges that were appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court, it's no longer a federal problem to protect these tributaries that feed into our marshes. And, you know, the only ones that still are the ones that are parts of major waterways and stuff. We're going to leave it up to the states. What do you think those red states are going to do? Right? They're going to do the right thing. They're going to protect all those waterways. Each time we get through a cycle and all they talk about is the next election, and you're just so sick of it, right? But I'll tell you what, this one's starting to turn into what the last one was. We're fighting for our lives here. We're fighting for the lives of our children and our grandchildren, and even more importantly, a planet for them to exist on. The fake electors, we're going to have to just do a whole show. I think maybe I'll do that next week. I'll just give you the complete bio on these eight people, right down to, geez, the numbers you can call to leave a message at their wonderful offices that they work at. Just overwhelm their staffs with complaints about the voices of the people are not being heard. And we know this on so many issues now. Guns? No? Anything happening? Oh, I guess we didn't have. Oh, we did have some mass shootings again. We do every week, every day. No other country has 40 to 60,000 people die every year from guns. Suicide rates going up. And the experts in that field say that, you know, a lot of that is because they have more access to guns. Yeah. I worked for a guy that got caught. Yeah, you know, having an affair with somebody at work and got caught, right? He's just the big boss. And so what'd he do? He just drives down to the local Kmart and buys a handgun and goes into the parking lot and kills himself because he knew his wife was going to take him to the cleaners. He's one of those guys that just, I mean, he was still going to have more than to live on than I'll ever have. People are sick. Human beings are sick. And for the rest of us, you know, they don't want you to have health care, people. They don't want you to have any kind of retirement. You don't believe me? You don't believe me? They're openly saying it. We're gonna end Medicare. We're gonna destroy the public education. We're gonna annihilate the IRS. No taxes, especially for the rich. So the Republicans are talking now, oh, in Wisconsin, yeah, we're good. We got this great bill with a tax cut. You know, I got to tell you, people, tax cuts mean that you're taking away from the people their tax dollars and using it on stuff that none of us voted for or wants. In other words, we're not using it for infrastructure. We're not using it. You know, I saw where Charlie Barron's I think it was probably his podcast or whatever, or maybe it was his show where he's talking about, I mean, this was like, he's not a political guy, more or less, right? You know, I mean, he doesn't talk about it the way I do. These guys are mad, you know, oh, he used to be funny, but, you know, he's talking about clean water, woke-ass water, and I'm like, go drink your Kool-Aid, fool. See, that's what I mean. If you're going to be trolling on civic media, on Facebook, I know the rules. I don't use the finest language. Wasn't my number one class. But it was still better than a C average. And I got to tell you, yeah, competency tests for anybody in public office almost seems like a necessity at this point. Because when I watch Joe Biden, I'm like, yeah, God dang, I hope he gets through this year. Right? Because he's, you know, this the life that they lead, even though it's got its advantages, it can be very stressful, especially when you become the president. And they're talking about impeaching him because his son, you know, because we can't find anything on it, but we're going to just keep running this and running this and running this. And then we're going to go down to Georgia and we're going to investigate the district attorney down there because she hasn't broken any laws or anything. And she's only been able to do this because of the testimony of several cohorts in the Republican Party. It's not Democrats that are testifying, you guys. You're such idiots. You know, when you're too stupid to know that you're stupid, you make a lot of mistakes. And you're mean about it. Your mistakes are mean. Mocking people with disabilities, Donald Trump. Lying about your wealth and so that you can get, you know, advantages that other people can't, Donald Trump. Openly admitting about sexually assaulting people. And Donald Trump, right? I can see why evangelicals. But this is like a worldwide thing, right? Judges, legislators, religious leaders. Some institutions of like education, especially private ones. Huh? You know, when they started this private school nonsense, you know, school choice, there's always school choice, okay? Most of us didn't want our parents to make us go to a private school. You don't believe me? I know plenty of them by the time they either decided to make a change and they finished their last 2 years in high school, they were much happier. This is more fun than what I was going through. This ideology that they call faith. It's not faith. It's ye of little faith. I've got faith. not in the system that I live in, and I don't see it changing fast enough. We should be, you know, Ron DeSantis should be, look, listen to this clown. When he was in Congress, Ron DeSantis voted down hurricane aid to neighboring states, especially if it hit in areas where there were poor people and brown people and Democratic votes. You bastard. Death Santis, right? Oh, yeah, me and Biden, we can work together on fixing up Florida, though. Yeah, well, there's no time for politics till that's done. Ron DeSantis has turned away money that could have helped his state in so many ways. He could have been using money to adapt the shoreline to the storms that are going to continue to get bigger and stronger and more often, right? But he's not. You know, he's concentrating on canceling Black history. Cancel culture? You guys even show your face? How the hell do you do that? The culture that's been the most responsible for canceling other cultures and continuing to do it today have the audacity to cry out about cancel culture. We're going to cancel your culture, man. Redistrict, right? Take Wisconsin back. Oh, that would be cool. Because I don't want to die until that happens. Not really looking forward to dying after it happens either. It'd be kind of cool to listen to some more horns playing. You know, when I play music like this out there, Nate, the birds come to the feeder and they don't even hesitate at all. But if I don't have music playing and I'm sitting there, they're kind of looking at me and they turn that jazz on. This guy's pretty cool, man. He's got a good voice, too. Listen to that. Wow, I wish I could sing like that. One more segment. If you want to call in. I'm sure a lot of people got plans for the weekend. So do I. I'll be working the next 2 days. My weekend starts on Monday and ends on Friday. I know. Should be envious. 10 seconds? All right. We'll be back. Solidarity Realty Studio in Madison. Yeah, I always wanted to fit into a band, too. You know, the best way to do that maybe is to start at Jeff's Guitar Clinic, huh, at Stoughton? Yeah, man. Well, what do I mean? You can fix your guitar up or buy a new one, take lessons, get gift certificates so you can get all your other buddies' lessons, and start your own damn band, man. It's not too late. It's not too late. So far, it's me and Nate. Don't be late. So anyhow, you know, you got to talk about how Wisconsin is just, it's just so pro-alcohol, isn't it? Right? Because the Republicans are going to have their convention, we're going to leave the bars open till 4 a.m. I mean, what could go wrong, right? We never have any issues with people drinking late at night in Wisconsin, crashing, driving home drunk. Shooting people, you won't catch me in a damn bar. Well, I don't drink anyway. But it's like, the reason why I'm saying that is all this damage that alcohol does, not just here in Wisconsin, but throughout the world, because it is poison. And they're just now talking about classifying marijuana out of the class one into a class three, which would be like a regulated... What'd they say? You know, stuff that doesn't get you addicted, right? Now they say that, well, you know, we can't say that it's totally useless and this and that. And I guess it's not as bad as heroin or crack or any of the pharmaceuticals that you guys pump down our throats, right? And of course, I have to take some, man, because it's like, you know, you guys won't let marijuana heal us here, right? So they're going to get it down to the classified as three. But what? Why is alcohol legal? There's a class one drug if ever I seen one. Damn. Totally destructive, addictive as hell. I see people every day killing themselves with it, right? We all know people that have died from it. I would have if I'd have kept going. I was one of the ones, I'll say it, I'm lucky. I do not have a desire to have a drink today. And that's about as far as I go. Just today. I was like, are you kidding me? Look at what's happening in other states. Well, of course, we still have, you know, violence and all this stuff going on. And you still got alcohol. That's one thing that's causing it. I don't know what it is. You know, the divide in my family was never over politics, per se. Not over which party we were voting in. We all voted democratically. The divide is, I guess, more like the pot smoking ones that believe in progressive policies for everyone versus the people that, well, you know, I like going out and have a few cocktails and marijuana is illegal. Well, you got me on that one. Okay. At least in Wisconsin. But some of you, you know, people are living now in legal states, and you tell me. You tell me if you notice that things have changed and you know, you're getting tax dollars that are actually going to your schools because the Republicans have bled the system so much. You know, when they did that school choice thing, getting back to that, because I got little time, it was like $200 per student that they took away for these, you know, for the private school kids, right? out of the public school system. And today, that's blossomed to like $900 per student. All of it coming out of the public school system. Again, I'm going to reiterate that, you know, those of us growing up, we were glad that our parents didn't send us to a school that was going to be all about ideology disguised by some kind of religious faction. Because, you know, we got enough of that on Sunday, right? Growing up, that was enough. I was hungry. I couldn't wait to get to communion and loved it when we went to churches that had the whole wheat ones. Yeah, got any salt, pepper, anything? Jealous watching the priest get to eat the big one and then drink whatever you... Well, it was wine, folks. That's why his nose was so red. Again, alcohol. When they were drinking Jesus' blood way back then as wine, it wasn't fermented. At least that's what I'm sticking with. We only got 3 minutes left, so if you do want to call, it's 844-967-2789. Otherwise, I think, yeah, next week's show, I'm just going to have to do a bio on all eight of these people. I mean, I'm sorry, folks. I'm not going to suggest anybody do anything that you guys do to everybody or that you support by voting for tyrants that believe in using violence because they can't win a fair fight. Cowards is what they are. Cowards. Criminals. It's like a really bad movie, man. Fight back, people, in a way that, you know, kind of lifts your spirits and also, you know, brightens the future for your families. I don't care what people think when I decide to go after them. Because I know there's a lot of people that feel the same way. And I'd say, you know, in this 50-50 world here, man, we got to work on making it 51-49 everywhere. There's got to be a way. Otherwise, you know, it's just going to end like all the other Idiocracy meets Don't Look Up. There's got to be some ethics involved. And of course, you know, the only way to do that is to take the money out of this. But the billionaire game, man, and everybody supporting them by taking the convenience, man, taking that convenience and entertainment over nature, over humanity, over democracy, materialism and selfish behavior everywhere. Yeah. 1979, man. Back in the day when Democrats and Republicans were still doing each other. Sorry. But it's true. Because we didn't have this hate for, you know, in a situation like that. When you know, back in the day when one voted Democrat and one voted Republican, that was a true compromise. That household had to have a true compromise. But I don't believe in compromising with wrong. And I won't next week either when you tune in 7 to 8 right here at Mad Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, Solidarity Realty Studio, Civic Media Network. Another week outside the pizza box is over, man. We'll see you next week.